Welcome to the Empowered Love Show and community of Empowered Lovers. Empowered Lovers stay focused, take action, spread love, inspire change, practice self-love, forgive fully, and are unstoppable. Empowered Lovers wage war against negativity, painful counseling, wasting time talking, and win. An Empowered Lover creates their relationship destiny through thoughts, actions, and awakening their love energy. They are not shackled to wait for their partners to change. They act and be the change they want to see. If this speaks to you, be sure to subscribe to the show, spread the word, and join the Facebook community of Empowered Lovers by searching Empowered Lovers.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy that you're here with me. Thank you for tuning in for this episode, which is about alcohol, and more specifically, is alcohol ruining your relationship? This is such a topic that is dear to my own heart, which I'll explain why as we go through. And having now worked with thousands of couples, either through my online program or my one-to-one work, conflicts over drinking are common. Nothing is more difficult or heartbreaking than being married to someone who changes personality or is horrible when they are drunk. Katie met Steve, her now husband, 12 years ago at work. She fell in love with his outgoing personality. He was always the life and the soul of the party, especially when he'd had a few drinks. She found his jokes and humour really attractive. They had a whirlwind romance and got married a year after dating. Over the years, things started to change. His drinking became more frequent and he became more aggressive when drinking. Now Katie dreads her husband drinking. Whenever they get an invitation to a dinner party, birthday or some other celebration, she starts to think of excuses for them not to go or finds reasons to plead with him to drive and not drink. Nicola, he's just plain mean to me. He becomes short-tempered, aggressive and makes hurtful remarks about the way I look or what I've said. He makes me feel like crap. The next day I tell him what happened, and the response is always the same, Nicola. He says, "Really? I don't remember." "You know I don't mean it. I'm sorry, I was just drunk." Over the years, this has become worse, Nicola. "I'm just not sure how much more of this I can take," she confessed. He doesn't drink every day, but when he does drink, he just won't stop for anything. Never mind we have family things planned or work the next day. I can't tell you how many weekends and holidays have been ruined now. Must be hundreds. This is not a rare case. Alcohol-related relationship problems come up, I would say, in 1 in 4 couples I work with, sometimes 1 in 3. And it's not only limited to men. I've supported many husbands who find that their wife's drinking too much to handle. And they seek to me for advice and we work on strategies on how they can help their wife change the habit, help the relationship to go back to a strong foundation. This was the case for Ahmad and his wife. Ahmad said that his main problem was his wife's drinking because she becomes another person. She repeats herself, she slurs her words, and she doesn't ever want to go home or stop. She lies about it all the time too. I know straight away when she's been drinking and it's becoming more and more frequent. "Any excuse to drink," he would say. And he found that even that his wife would use their son's homework as an excuse to drink because she found it stressful. So he was just concerned every time he came home, he would be able to spot that his wife was drinking. He'd be able to see that she was drinking. And it was becoming more and more frequent every day that she would drink. And he loved her so much and he just really wanted her to stop. So we're working together on how to handle the situation to bring about a positive change without attacking, without blaming. Alcohol related problems come up often when things are strained in the relationship. They can sort of tend to intensify as resentments and frustrations can easily slip out more easily when under the influence or when groggy or tired from a hangover. So this is why alcohol can make relationship problems amplified and seem a lot worse. So what can you do about it? Well, I guess like most men and women that share as alcohol an issue in their relationship, you've probably already tried talking about it and nothing has changed. You see, often talking about alcohol problems doesn't change anything, and in fact, it can make things seem a lot worse. This is because if you have asked for a behaviour change or you've mentioned it or you've brought it up, And then they act repeatedly in exactly the same way that you've said that hurts you or upsets you when you've begged, when you've pleaded with them to change. Their behavior is often going to hurt you even more because you think, I've told you how upset this makes me. Or we've had an intimate discussion about this and we agreed to change. And you understand how painful I find this and you're ignoring me. You're carrying on regardless. So talking can sometimes not do very good. Now I'm just going to share my own personal story with this because when I first arrived in Dubai, which was 12 years ago now, I found life really difficult. I was struggling. I was feeling lonely. I was feeling stressed, both within and outside of my relationship. And I turned to drink for comfort. For many years, I would find myself drinking alone, sat on my balcony, night after night. In fact, for over 2 years, maybe even 3 years, I don't think there was a day I didn't drink. I was functioning in my job. In fact, I was having major success, but every night I would escape the pressure of life for a few hours by drinking alcohol until I fell asleep. Of course, it was not a real solution to anything at all. All I was doing was pressing pause on the problems. Everything was still there to greet me in the morning, only it was much harder to face with a weak mind, a foggy head, and low energy from drinking. I remember in the day saying to myself, almost every single morning, I don't want to drink tonight. I'm not going to drink tonight. But by lunchtime, I'd already come up with excuses of why it was justified that I was drinking. That I was having a hard time, that it was stressful at work, that I'm not causing any harm, that everyone has a few drinks these days, it's no big deal. Anything, any excuse to tell me that it was okay to drink. I would even tell myself to drink when I was having stomach problems or a cold or a flu, because I would say, well, it makes the illness easier to cope with. That's how bad I was relying on alcohol for emotional support. I didn't want to address my problems. I didn't want to look at my relationship. I didn't want to feel the loneliness and acknowledge the pain that I was suffering in. And that's why I stayed in an unhappy situation for a long time. If I'd had the courage to stop and address things, things would be different. So I don't want that to happen to you or to your spouse. I'm not saying this is in any way similar to your situation, but what I'm saying is I do know how to break free of the cycle of alcohol attachment. Breaking free from the negative cycle of alcohol attachment changed my life. And it's one of the most liberating, life-changing experiences I've ever gone through. It did take plenty of effort, plenty of research, planning, and study. And I've not only managed to completely change my life and be free of the grips of that alcohol attachment, but I've also been able to allow others to not let it control them. I've been able to inspire change. I've been able to help hundreds of couples that have an issue with alcohol in one form or the other to stop, to change, to empower, and to control alcohol rather than let it control you. So I'm just going to share some do's and don'ts because I feel that this is a really important message and I really hope that it supports you. So don't, if you're with a partner who drinks alcohol or is drinking too much at the moment or their drinking is alarming, don't tell them that they're an alcoholic. Don't try to reason with them when they are drunk. Don't force them to go to AA or tell them they should never drink again. Don't make ultimatums. Don't take any of their drunk talk to heart. Don't accept blame and don't tell them they're in denial. The reason is, if you tell them they're in denial, if you make them change through force, if you say they're an alcoholic, they're going to alienate you, they're going to alienate the problem, and they can get worse, or it may stop them from getting the help they need later down the line. We don't want to label anyone. No one wants to be judged. No one wants to be labeled. So you may be thinking, Nicola, what can I do if I'm struggling with this in my relationship right now? So here's what you can do. Do encourage activities without drinking. Do support them if they want to get help. Do allow them to address it in their own way. Do ask them what you can change in the way you relate and the relationship, if that can help. Do research solutions and get support for yourself through this. Do walk away from challenging times. There's no point in talking about the relationship There's no point in arguing or going through anything challenging when one of you is heavily under the influence. And do always protect yourself and any children from harm. And do only discuss relationship issues and your relationship when sober. It's fairly obvious to all of us that individuals react differently to alcohol. What can be difficult to understand is how someone can change from a happy drunk to an irritable or spiteful drunk in the same night or as the years go by. How we act can be affected by not only the amount we drink, what we drink, our emotions, our weight, our health, the food consumed, and our stress levels. So measuring and monitoring alcohol isn't necessarily a good way to go about it. The hardest thing for many women I support is staying attracted to their partner when they drink and behave in hurtful ways. Many go off drinking alcohol themselves, leaving gaps in social companionship where one wants to carry on drinking and the other one's become so anti-drinking that there are no shared interests and activities. So this is where new ideas need to be brought into the relationship, a new way forward to be created. It's very tempting if you're married to someone who's got a drinking attachment to say, stop drinking, you have a problem, you're in denial, drink less, give ultimatums. And whilst this may seem the most natural and obvious solution, it causes a lot of extra problems. So it's best not to go down this route. For any lasting change, it needs to come from the person that's drinking. It's important to remember that denial is often at play, which is why frank discussions often get husbands and wives nowhere. Denial is closely linked to anger and the compulsion to defend. So your partner may find excuses and triggers for their behaviour, rather than look within themselves. It's far easier to blame you for their drinking than it is to say, okay, maybe I have some kind of attachment to alcohol or to any other substance. You can apply this audio to any substance really or any form of attachment that we use to deal with our emotions rather than facing our emotions or we use to escape. So what can you do? Do follow those do's that I've shared with you and don't tell them that they have a problem or an alcoholic or they're in denial because this needs to come from them. No one likes to be labelled as being out of control, especially by a romantic partner. So this is the real key. Another thing that a lot of people ask me when I'm helping them with this is they'll ask me, Nicola, do I believe that the truth comes out when drunk? My partner says some really hurtful things to me and I can't get these horrible things out of my head. Does the truth come out when drinking? And honestly, having worked with countless couples now to repair relationships after drinking-related incidents have happened, I would say that no, I do not agree that the truth comes out when drinking. I believe that the truth is distorted when drinking. I believe there's an increased confidence when drinking to just get everything out. And I know, and I've supported couples to get through violent episodes when drinking, abusive episodes when drinking, where they've become stronger than ever before, and where the person who did that is not in any way doing whatever they did with intention. It's not what they really felt. It's not what they really wanted to do. And they've been absolutely broken, the fact that they've caused so much pain and hurt and really didn't mean it. And it was a huge wake-up call for them. And then we use that wake-up call to rebuild a new relationship, to rebuild trust, to rebuild respect, and to rebuild closeness and love. And it's all through actions, because talking about relationships doesn't do much at all. And that's why my approach and all my programs are an alternative to marriage counseling. They're completely different because there has to be action. There has to be that closeness. So don't take things that someone has said at face value. But at the same time, do protect yourself and do set your boundaries. Do respect yourself and let them know what you will and what you will not tolerate. Because you need to be able to stand up for yourself to get the respect that you deserve and love yourself in that way. But when you do that, it has to be done in a calm way and it has to be done at the right time and not when they're drinking. And I can support you with that if you're struggling with any of this. As I mentioned, this is an area that I'm so passionate about. I can share my own experience, my own transformation of how I managed to not let alcohol attach and power over me, and then how I've helped countless couples since. I do, as you probably know if you've been listening to my podcast for some time, offer one person, each individual, a free relationship rescue session. So if you want to have a relationship rescue session purely on alcohol and how I managed to help thousands of couples with it, how I've helped myself with it, please use the link that is with this episode to book some time with me. Now, if you don't have alcohol as an issue in your relationship, but you're thinking we argue more when we're drinking, then consider cutting down. A really great thing to do is to give yourself a 45-day challenge. A 45-day challenge is really powerful because what it does is it enables you to go through everything in life, every emotion in life, without using alcohol as a crutch. So you'll go through stressful times, you'll go through times to celebrate. If you do 45 days in a row, then you'll really empower yourself to use different ways of handling and dealing with emotions. And then after that, you'll be in such a stronger position and it'll be really, really healthy for your relationship if there are alcohol-related arguing. The key thing in all of this is to not suffer in silence. Find someone you can trust and talk to. AA is amazing. It's all over the world. They have online groups. If you don't have access to go into a town center, if you don't have any finances to speak to anyone, then you've got AA and Al-Anon, which is the AA support group for family and loved ones of alcoholics. So do go online, read their material and get support that way, or get support in some other way. And I would love to support you if you feel called, if you feel that you would like to take advantage of this, then please be my guest. And if you haven't already watched the Marriage Secret Masterclass, I'm going to put the link with this. It's a 60-minute masterclass to really support you to transform your relationship from the inside out and be the love that you are. From my heart to yours, have a wonderful week ahead. Thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to be with you again in another episode.
Thank you for listening to the Empowered Love Show with Nicola Beer. We are delighted to be connecting with you in this way. Our mission is to spread more love in the world and for everyone to live a passionate, happy, and love-filled life. If you haven't already watched the Empowered Love Formula Masterclass or booked a free Empowered Love Strategy session, you can sign up for free using the link listed alongside this episode or reach Nicola Beer at www.nicolabeer.com.